In Psalms 19, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. And growing up, I've always enjoyed astronomy, and you could see out there, wonder a lot about it. I've had some different theories. When I was younger, they used to think the universe had always been there, scientists did. And that's what my dad always said. It just, I used to ask where it came from, and he said it was always there. But then scientists became somewhat shocked when they found out that it actually had a beginning. There was a creation. And they found this through observations. I enjoy on Tuesday nights, you'll find me watching the Science Channel. That's their astronomy night when they're showing all the observations. And I like looking and studying about the things that you can actually observe out there more than the theories they have about where it came from, because there's a lot they don't understand, and a lot of the laws of physics, they don't have all the answers to what's going on. One of these, for example, is what they call dark energy. It says, they say about this, nobody knows what it is, but it is officially repulsive and is a power. It is more powerful than gravity. It's very powerful. While gravity holds things together at the local level, by local level we mean between solar systems and galaxies and even clusters of galaxies, some unknown force is working behind the scenes across the universe to pull everything apart. Scientists have only come to realize that this dark force, about this dark force in recent years, by discovering that the universe is expanding at an ever-increasing pace. Having no clue what it is, they've called it dark energy. On Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 22, speaking of God, it says, "It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants are as grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in." So hearing him talk about dark energy kind of reminded me of God spreading out the universe. Another discovery in made back in the 60s was quasars. These are little compact objects that emit more energy than several galaxies, and they still aren't sure about those. They think they're out further than all the galaxies you can see, like 10 to 12 billion light years away. And they think they're small because their luminosity changes really fast, and for that to happen, it'd have to be small. You can't have an object that's several light years across change its luminosity in a few hours, and they won't know whether there's some kind of distortion in space causing the variance or if they're actually small until they get telescopes in orbit around the sun to take simultaneous observations from different points in space and compare them. But they pretty much accept now that they're objects that are really far and possibly became galaxies. Some of these distant quasars are moving away from us at one-third the speed of light, which is pretty fast based on their redshift. They measure distances to distant galaxies by using the brightness of known objects like certain types of supernovas. When they go off, they always have the exact same brightness. So by seeing how dim it is at the Earth, they can calculate how far away it is, and that's how they've measured some of the distances. Another interesting item in space is the black holes, which you've heard of. And this is where gravity is really, the object's supermassive, law of gravity. Like, if you launch a rocket from the Earth, for it to escape the Earth's gravity from the surface, it would have to be traveling about 25,000 miles per hour. From the Moon, about 5,000. From the Sun, you would have to travel about 1,300,000 miles per hour to escape the Sun. To escape the Milky Way's gravity, if you launched away from our solar system, you'd have to be traveling over 2,200,000 miles per hour. And at that rate, it would still take you 68 days just to get to Pluto. And light take from the sun gets to Pluto in only 5.5 hours. And what happens if the object gets so massive that light can't even, their escape velocity is faster than the speed of light? That's when you get a black hole. And they figure there's one at the middle of our galaxy. It's about 2 million times the mass of our sun. And the Hubble Space Telescope has discovered that just about every galaxy has a supermassive black hole in the center of it. And, of course, Fallwood Stadium, they've been watching space for about 40 years trying to look for an intelligent radio signal or life out there, and so far they haven't heard anything at all. Where the Earth, you know, shines brightly with all of our broadcasts, if there was life out there, it seems like they would have found it doing that. But they keep watching, and some of the scientists think they're going to hear something within 10 years. And I think they probably will, but it won't come through their instruments. It'll probably sound like a loud trumpet. So I'm waiting for that day. But they go on most of their formulas go on the idea of no God. But as they discover more and more, some of the scientists are even turning around. Like in, you know, if DNA, they settle the question, you know, which came first, DNA or the proteins needed to by DNA, which can only be produced by DNA. So you have to have a creation there to start it up. Even Darwin, he said later in life, I was a young man with unformed ideas. I threw out queries, suggestions, wondering all the time over everything. And to my astonishment, these ideas took off like wildfire. People made a religion out of them. So I guess that's what we'd call a church of chance that we see today in the schools. But as it says in Psalms 100, verse 3, it says, know you that the Lord, He is God. It is He that made us, and we not ourselves. No, we didn't evolve. We were created. We are people of His sheep and of His pasture. And it's the fool that says, in his heart there is no God. But it is a rather exciting universe, and it does reveal the power of God. It's extremely immense, the size of it. And it's hard to comprehend a lot of things, like they even say that time even had a beginning, that when the universe was created. And it's hard for me to grasp how can there be a time when time didn't exist. But those are questions I guess we'll find out the answer to after the second coming of Christ. It's I always get overwhelmed with just the amazing creation that God has put before us and how we'll someday have a chance to go out and work with it and do what God plans for us to do with it.